News in brief at Press TV, the U.S. president has arrived in Estonia for talks on Russia and the Ukrainian crisis with Baltic leaders. Barack Obama is to hold talks with the presidents of Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. He is there to ensure the former Soviet state's protection against what the West dubs as Russian aggression. ISIL terrorists have released a new video showing the beheading of yet another American journalist. The video, entitled A Second Message to America, shows Stephen Sotloff talking to the camera before his decapitation. In the video, a masked terrorist says the beheading is in response to the U.S.'s airstrikes. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered another 350 troops to Iraq to protect U.S. diplomatic facilities and staff. The decision came on the same day a video purported the beheading of that second U.S. journalist by Takfiris in Iraq. In Libya, at least 31 people have been killed in the latest clashes between rival militia groups in the city of Benghazi. The fighting broke out late on Monday after forces loyal to renegade General Khalifa Haftar attacked the positions of militiamen from the so-called Benghazi Revolutionary Shore Council. An international medical agency says the world is losing the battle to contain the worst Ebola epidemic in West Africa. Doctors Without Borders also criticized world leaders for inaction in addressing a public health emergency of international concern. The deadly outbreak has so far killed over 1,500 people, and a bomb blast in Mali has left at least four UN peacekeepers dead. The incident occurred a day after negotiations began between the Malian government and rebel groups in the Algerian capital. The attack has cast a pall over the peace process. A new opinion poll shows support for Palestinian resistance movement Hamas has surged in the wake of Israel's war on the Gaza Strip. The poll conducted by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research shows that Hamas would sweep elections in the Palestinian territories if they were held today.